You might have heard us talk about streaming music from time to time and how that's changed the music industry. Well, there's some news on that front. The Record Industry Association of America says that for the first time, streaming services like Pandora, Apple Music, and Spotify brought in more than the revenue from digital downloads and sales of physical objects like records, more than $2 billion last year. We wanted to hear more about this, so we've called NPR's own Anastasia Tsioulkas, and she's with us now. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle. Glad to be here.
So for people who missed our other conversations about this, could you just clarify terms? Everybody knows what records are, but what's streaming and how is that different from downloads?
When you buy an LP, an album, a CD, you own that thing, right? Digital downloads are pretty much the same thing, except you don't have a thing that you hold on your hands. When it comes to streaming, that's kind of like renting. You flip on whichever streaming service you happen to use, and you sort of access that thing for the amount of time you choose to listen. It's a little bit like flipping on a TV and you watch a show and then you're done.
So can you break down the revenue numbers a bit more that the RIAA produced this week?
As you said earlier, streaming is now the majority of how music is consumed, according to the RIAA. Streaming was 34.3% in this music consumption, and digital downloads was 34% flat. So it's not a huge difference. It's kind of a milestone in a larger march.
So to whom does this matter? Are there big winners and losers here in this shift in behavior?
It's a really mixed bag, and it's become a wild west for the music industry. For the record labels, they're feeling their way through this. For example, the big labels like a Sony or Universal Music, a huge part of what they did for artists is shipping things to stores, taking care of marketing, taking care of PR, and that's kind of not as important anymore. Certainly the dollars versus the cents that they're getting per stream is pretty staggering.
What about the artists?
If you are a Kanye West or you are Justin Bieber, you're doing pretty well regardless. For these smaller artists, they have a much more level playing field. They're on Spotify or on Apple Music, just like everybody else, but they're getting so many fewer streams per month that it's really, really hard to make an income from that. I mean, last year especially, some artists were putting their numbers out there of how many dollars they were making from hundreds of thousands of streams, and it wouldn't be enough to buy you a few nice dinners.
Before we let you go, vinyl, it turns out, is making a comeback. That sales were at $416 million last year, according to the RIAA. And why do you think that is?
I feel like we are splitting into two kinds of audiences. There are the people who would love to be able to consume and enjoy any kind of music wherever, whenever. And I feel like the vinyl audience alludes to that idea of building a collection and really identifying themselves very strongly by their taste in music. For all of us, I think teenage years, young 20s, what you listen to and how you listen to it played into who you hung out with and where you went on the weekends and all of that good stuff. So what is that going to all mean in the days where you just flip on Spotify and it's playing in the background?
That's NPR Music's Anastasia Tsioulkas. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Michelle, thanks so much for having me.